on the Colorado State Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the Colorado State Insider with the voice of the Rams, Brian Roth.
All right, we're back at it in the studios recording another edition here of the Colorado State Insider Podcast. Welcome back to the program on a Wednesday morning as, well, we're in full swing of spring football, and because of that, we're going to be talking a lot of it coming up here on the program. Brian Roth, your host, thanks for joining us once again. As always, we ask that you subscribe to the podcast if you can. If you found us on csurams.com, that's terrific. You also, on csurams.com, where you find the podcast, you can see all the links to where you can subscribe and download the podcast on whatever platform that you use to listen to your shows, and we'd appreciate if you do that here with the Colorado State Insider Podcast. All right, well, as we mentioned, spring football in full swing, so we're going to talk a ton of college football and the Rams scrimmaging last week out at Canvas Stadium. Just a beautiful, beautiful day. I brought my family out, at least two of my three kids, out there. We had a great time, great to catch up with some folks, and good chance to see this Colorado State Ram football team. They're going to be back at it coming up again here this weekend on Saturday. The scrimmage will start around 9:30. Practice starts at 9, and we kind of learned this last week and kind of figured this might be the case, but the practice starts at 9, and then they usually get to scrimmaging about 9:30. Pretty good crowd that was out there last week. But if you don't have anything going on Saturday, certainly come on out and watch the scrimmage. I know I'm going to be running around on Saturday. Kids soccer game at 8:30 in the morning. Get a race over to the scrimmage at 9:30. Race off to another soccer game in the afternoon. But always fun to get out there at Canvas Stadium. Weather looks like it's going to be in the mid-60s coming up on Saturday. And then, of course, a week after that, we'll get the Green and Gold Weekend, which we're going to talk a ton about here on the program. And, of course, the Green and Gold Weekend also includes that spring game. All right, so here's what we have coming up on the show. We have wide receiver Melquan Stovall joining the program with us here. And Melquan, obviously, he is a transfer from the University of Nevada, played the last couple of years at Nevada. Melquan comes over with head coach Jay Norvell, offensive coordinator Matt Mummy, with a host of other Wolfpack players. And he's a kid that has 2 years left of eligibility, so he'll be in a Ram uniform this coming fall and the fall of 2023. So that's good news. And well, if you were out there at the scrimmage last Saturday, you saw Melquan make a circus catch, a terrific athletic catch in the corner of the end zone where he went up and snagged the ball out of the air. There's terrific coverage by Tywan Francis on the play. And boy, Clay Millen put it exactly where it needed to be. One of the highlights of the scrimmage from last week. So we'll talk to Melquan about that and about the fact that, you know, he transferred with this coaching staff from Nevada here to Fort Collins, and we'll talk to him about the offense as well. So Melquan Stovall, the senior wide receiver, although he does have 2 years of eligibility left, he will join us here on the podcast today. Then we mentioned the Green and Gold Weekend. Obviously, that's coming up a week and a half from now, and we're going to get a full look inside the weekend, and we're going to do that with Tim Cassidy. Tim is the senior associate AD and the football chief of staff. He was hired by this Colorado State administration, and the football staff came over. I shouldn't say came over with Jay Norvell, because he didn't come with Jay Norvell. He was semi-retired, was Tim Cassidy, a guy who has been in college football for 4 decades. But when Jay Norvell got the job, he reached out to Tim Cassidy and said, hey, can you come and be my football chief of staff? And basically, and Tim's going to explain this as we get him into the interview, and he'll tell us about his background and tell us about what exactly he does on a day-to-day basis. But basically, he handles all the administrative stuff for the football program. And as in his words, says that way Jay Norvell and the coaches can concentrate on football and the program only. They don't have to worry about any of that administrative stuff. And Tim Cassidy, as the football chief of staff, takes care of all of that. And well, Tim is really the guy who is spearheading the Green and Gold Weekend, and so much to talk about with that weekend. Of course, this is a Colorado State football staff that has really had open doors, not only to the media, to the general public, the fan base. I mean, all the practices are wide open, but open doors to former players, and they have really tried to rally former Rams out there to come back, be a part of this football program. It's been fun to see. And the Green and Gold Weekend coming up next weekend is another opportunity to open those doors to former players. So the Rams are inviting all former Ram football players back to campus next weekend. Of course, you have the Grit Run set next Saturday morning, April 23rd, 9 a.m. It benefits cystic fibrosis. Of course, that is near and dear to the heart of Jade Norvell's wife, Kim Norvell. And of course, all those proceeds are going to go towards benefiting CP. Then you have the spring game at Canvas Stadium at 1 p.m. We're going to have the full radio coverage of that starting at 1 p.m. Following that, you have the youth experience. That's ages 8 to 13. If you have a kid, if you're in Colorado, ages 8 to 13, they want to be a part of this football program, a chance to see the Colorado State locker room, a chance to run out of the tunnel as the Rams do before the start of games, and a chance to get a little bit of instruction. Come on out following the spring game. That'll go to around 5 o'clock. And then this won't be open to the media or the public, but following all of that on Saturday, April 23rd, Colorado State's going to host a picnic for the current players and their families and their guests. And the big reason for this is to have these CSU players that, again, have been with this program, was with the previous coaching staff, to be able to meet head coach Jay Norvell, to be able to meet the football coaches, the football staff, because, again, this is something a lot of times we don't think about, but obviously, these players' families, most of them have not met head coach Jay Norvell or the staff because they weren't recruited by the staff out of high school. So Jay Norvell or assistant coaches weren't in their living rooms as a high school junior and senior. So they're going to have a ton of the family members of all the players come on out. They're going to have a picnic here in Fort Collins. And it's, again, it's an opportunity for the families to meet the coaching staff. Obviously, the players that were recruited out of high school to go to Nevada that had played for Jay Norvell already, their families have met Jay and the coaching staff. But that represents a small fraction of this football roster. So an opportunity for the Colorado State kids that have been in the Ram program for the last 1, 2, or 3 years, chance for their families to meet head coach Jay Norvell and the coaching staff. So it is a jam-packed weekend. There's a track meet. Brian Bedard, of course, he has this track program humming. They're the best in the Mountain West Conference. They have a meet this weekend. I shouldn't say this weekend. Well, they do have a meet coming up this weekend, but they're going to have a meet coming up next weekend. Soccer is going to be around and playing. I think softball is going to be playing as well. So a huge, huge weekend coming up next weekend, the weekend of April 23rd. And of course, a lot of it's all around the sport of football. Before we get into a little bit of football talk, and we're going to get to Melquan Stovall here in just a moment, and then we'll get to Tim Cassidy. A little bit of basketball news coming up here this past week as, well, on Monday, we learned that guard Kendall Moore for the CSU men's team is not coming back to CSU. Now, if you remember, the senior guard announced about 3 weeks ago that he was going to use that extra COVID season to return to Fort Collins and help the Rams run it back and make another run to the NCAA tournament. But on Monday, he said via Twitter that he was not going to return to Colorado State and that he would be transferring. So that means the Rams, as it stands really right now, they have technically they have 5 open scholarships, but really they have 4 open scholarships. Of course, Chandler Jacobs graduated. He's gone. His scholarship most likely is going to be filled by the incoming freshman Jack Payne from Boise. He was led his team to the state championship here this past March. So that means you have 4 scholarships left with the departures of Kendall, Adam Thistlewood, Jalen Scott, the freshman guard who did not play at all this past year, and then Deshaun Thomas, who mentioned on his Twitter a few days ago that he's heading to the University of Montana up in Missoula to play with his brother. So you have 4 scholarships open, really, right now. Rams, as we mentioned on the podcast a couple weeks ago, are going to go out and get a high school point guard, and then, of course, they're going to be very active in the transfer portal. Who are they going to get in the transfer portal? I have no idea. I mean, there's a bazillion guys out there, but I do know this. It's a Colorado State coaching staff that is working diligently with that transfer portal, and they are sifting through all those players, trying to find the very best fits for CSU, not just in terms of how it looks on the floor, but certainly how it looks in the locker room and away from school too. I mean, it's a culture that we have talked about here that Nico Medved has really built, and they have that team together mentality, and that's just not a slogan. It's not a hashtag for social media. I mean, it is the real deal. And be patient, Ram fans. Be patient. we will learn soon enough who Colorado State goes out and gets in the transfer portal. I know Wyoming is signed, but a couple of USC guys, a UCLA guy, and I know their fan base is excited about that, as they should be. I mean, if the Rams had done that, Ram fans would be excited too, but that does not guarantee Wyoming anything. Sure, they're fine players, and they may turn out to be great additions to Wyoming, but the fact of the matter is this: there are a ton of players out there. Colorado State's working through that, and trust in the staff led by head coach Nico Medved. In the last 4-plus years, they have not given you any reason not to trust them. They know what they're doing. And it will be interesting to see how it all goes down over the course of, I don't know, next week, 2 weeks, maybe even the next month, month and a half. I mean, it's not that this has to happen right now. And really, you look at the transfer market as it stands right now. Last year was kind of a free-for-all. I mean, it was just like, boom, I'm transferring, and let's go find a chair before the music stops. This year's a little bit different, and we're seeing guys go and take multiple visits, almost as if they're a high school senior. And we're seeing players kind of weigh their decisions a little bit more diligently than perhaps they did last year. So, again, something we're going to keep our eye on as we continue along here in the spring. All right, let's get back to college football talk and talk about the Colorado State Rams. And, of course, spring football is a full go. Scrimmage last weekend. Another scrimmage coming up this Saturday out of Canvas Stadium. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, the practice will start about 9 a.m. But the scrimmage should start around 9:30. And kind of learned that last week with the first scrimmage of the spring last weekend. They really got going at about 9:30. So if you are coming out to Canvas Stadium, if they go by the same schedule as they did last week, I don't know, they may change it up, but really the scrimmaging should start around 9:30 a.m. I'm not going to go into a lot of the scrimmage stuff from what I saw last week, and I think we'll have more of a scrimmage report and a spring game preview coming up next week. I want to see them go live once again this Saturday before we really kind of get into some of that. And I'll bring on a guest next week, and we'll hash all that stuff out and start talking about what we expect to see in the spring game coming up on the 23rd. We'll figure that out coming up next week. But, you know, you start looking at practice and at these scrimmages and trying to find out the key contributors for CSU, at least at this point, right? I mean, obviously, there's still week and a half of spring football to go. You get summer workouts. You get into the pre-fall camp. But you start to get an idea of the guys that are going to be on the field for CSU. And you know, defensive line, we'll talk more about that next week. Hard to kind of get a read on them so far. Only got a chance to see them in the scrimmage one time. We talked about linebackers last week. Obviously, DaQuan Jackson coming back. He was our guest on the program last week. You know, the secondary is interesting. It looks like the two starting cornerbacks, again, at least at this point, will be a couple of the transfers. Anusium, I think I'm pronouncing that right. I'll have to get the correct pronunciation for sure, but by the time we get to the spring game coming up on the 23rd. But he's the transfer from Cal. He's been running with the ones at one of the cornerback spots of really the entire spring. And then the junior college kid out of the City College of San Francisco, DeAndre Greeley, he's been working with the ones as well. So he wears number 14. So 7 and 14, Anusium and Greeley have been on the outside. And Taiwan Francis, who played a ton of safety for the Rams last year, he was the third leading tackler for Colorado State last year. Well, he's really moved to cornerback this year. He's been playing that nickel spot and lined up in the slot a bunch here this year. So Taiwan going really from safety to cornerback. And then on the back end, AJ King, the transfer from Nevada. He played cornerback for the most part at Nevada last year. He's now playing mostly free safety for the Rams. They have Jack Howell playing strong safety. And then, you know, Henry Blackburn, the Fairview kid out of Boulder, beat up last year a little bit. I mean, it seemed like he was a walking injury. That dude flies around on the football field. He's been in a red jersey this spring, shoulder surgery following last season. He's a non-contact player here this year. But that's kind of a look at what to kind of keep your eye on going into the scrimmage if you're going to head on out on Saturday. Then the offensive side of the ball, trying to get a read on the offensive line. And at this point, from what we've seen over 2.5 weeks of practice, Colorado State's running with 4 transfers on the offensive line. The only non-transfer, the only kid that was recruited as a Colorado State Ram that looks like he's running with the ones is a local kid. It's Brian Crespo Jaquez. Of course, he went to Pooter High School here in Fort Collins. And boy, Brian's a big, big boy. And where's number 71? He's been playing at right tackle. They have Dante Bivens, transfer from Tulsa. We talked about him last week on the show, playing at right guard. Jacob Gardner, Nevada kid. He's been playing center. Gray Davis, another transfer from Nevada. He's a one-and-done guy. Only has 1 year of eligibility left. He's been playing left guard. And then Dante Keys, the transfer from Florida International, has been lined up at the left tackle spot. Obviously, that can get shuffled, that can get changed, but it's kind of what we have seen out of the offensive line so far here in the spring. And again, we'll get a better idea of that coming up, the scrimmage on Saturday. Of course, wide receivers, we've talked a bunch about them during these podcasts in spring football. We know the Rams are getting help. They're getting help from Nevada, Jay Norvell, bringing over Torrey Horton. He's looked very good, as has Melquan Stovall. And he is our guest here on this week's podcast. Stovall, the 5'8", 190-pound slot receiver. He's a senior out of Lancaster, California. But as we mentioned, he does have 2 years of eligibility. Had 56 catches for 643 yards last year with the Wolfpack, including 1 touchdown. All right, here he is. My first chance to meet the transfer from Nevada. Melquan, good to finally meet you. Great to have you in the green and gold out here. First off, just give us an idea of what the decision process was like for you, Coach Norvell, coming to Colorado State. How did that process go for your decision?
It was a hard decision, leaving my brothers back at Nevada, but the reason why I chose to come here, because I just wanted to stay under the same head coach. And like I said, like when I was coming out of high school, when my sister passed away, Coach Norvell and his staff was, the only staff that stayed in contact with me. So, that pretty much brought the family vibes to me. And, I just feel at home with them.
Talk a little bit about that family atmosphere and what Coach Norvell kind of permeates through his football programs.
Through his football programs, he tries to preach a brotherhood that, we all have to be close, in order to win football games, because the team is, ran around with the players. So, it's pretty much that everybody has to take care of each other, on and off the field, make sure that everyone's getting to class, just the little things.
So what was it like moving here? All of a sudden, you're back home by Christmas break, right? And
yes,
then
sir.
Next thing you know, you're packing up your bags, coming out to Fort Collins. Has it been a whirlwind, and what has it been like?
It's been great. It was an easy transition for me. Just packed up and, went back home for a little bit and, spent my time with family. So, mm-hmm. Now I'm here.
Yeah. Fort Collins, Colorado State, give us your impression so far.
I love it so far. The facilities are great, and, that's all I can ask for.
All right, so tell us about this offense, because I know Ram fans are excited to see this air raid offense. Is it really that easy to learn, as Coach Mummy and Coach Norvell talk about, where there's only a 3-day install?
Yes, sir. It was easy, for me to pick up on it. And as far as with Dante and Ty and them, being the new guys into the system, they picked on really well, and, I'm proud of them for that.
Yeah. Okay, well, tell me about some of those guys. How have those relationships gone, and what do you think of some of those holdover guys? I know you're here, Torrey's here, Clay's here, Avery's here, all from Nevada, but what about some of the other playmakers that are left over?
With Ty and Dante, they're really like my brothers, and when I first got here, they welcomed me in, with open arms and, showed me the ropes and, just pretty much showed me around.
Yeah. Clay Millen, looks like he's going to be the starting quarterback. You knew Clay, obviously, in the fall. He came in as a freshman. What are some of the attributes that he has that you believe will make him a good quarterback here?
His playmaking, his decision-making, and, just him just being him. He's reading the coverages out and, just taking what the defense gives him.
All right, scrimmage coming up on Saturday. Had a scrimmage last week. What are you trying to accomplish and do better coming up here this week? Because I don't know if you can top the catch you made in the corner of the end zone in last week's scrimmage.
We just try to do, you know, to come out here every day and, you know, treat it like a game, you know, just get better each practice. You know, it's iron sharpens iron. You know, me and Taiwan, we go at it every day. You know, sometimes he wins, sometimes I win. So, you know, it's pretty much we're just trying to make each other better. That's the overall goal.
Yeah, it was Taiwan on the coverage on that fantastic catch in the corner of the end zone last week. All right, couple final thoughts. You were one of, what, seven siblings, and
yes,
and you have a lot of athletes in that family, don't you?
Yes, sir, definitely. Mom's she played basketball, ran track, same with my sisters, volleyball, track, basketball, and brothers, we just stayed in track, basketball, and football.
Right. Give us an idea, how many of your siblings have played college sports?
College sports, just two of us.
Two of you?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So you had a brother at Pitt, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And a brother at Missouri S&T, a Division II.
Division II, and then here you are playing Division I football.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Melquan, hey, great to have you in Fort Collins. Great to finally meet you, and looking forward to watching you play.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Melquan Stovall, the transfer from Nevada. Is going to be an integral part in the Colorado State offense, and look for him on special teams as well. We've seen him returning a lot of punts so far this spring and kickoffs as well. All right, we're going to wrap up the podcast with our interview with Tim Cassidy, the Senior Associate Athletic Director and the Football Chief of Staff, part of this new coaching staff at Colorado State. Tim, though, handles most of the administrative stuff for Colorado State Ram football. Over four decades in college football. In fact, I mentioned at the start of the interview, Tim had 35 years in college football. Over 40 years in college football, 35 years at the Power 5 level. And again, he handles all of the administration for CSU football. We'll talk about his career in college football, his relationship and ties to Colorado State University, and also his relationship with head coach Jay Norvell. And Tim, also one of the folks that's behind this Green and Gold weekend coming up next week here in Fort Collins, including the Grit Run, the Spring Game, the Youth Experience, and the Team Picnic. And Tim will give us an in-depth look at what Ram fans can expect coming up next week. Tim, thanks for taking a couple of minutes out to hop on the podcast. And I don't know if a lot of Ram fans know quite who you are just yet. You're Senior Associate AD, and of course, you're the Chief of Staff for football. But before we get into your job description, go ahead and tell people a little bit about your background and 35 years in college football.
Well, actually, this will be my 41st year.
41st? College.
Yeah,
okay.
But this is
all right.
35 in Power 5 football.
Okay.
And this is certainly going to be a great challenge and a great opportunity. And I spent a good portion of my career at Texas A&M, where I was there three different times. And in between, I was at the University of Nebraska and also at the University of Florida. And then the last 10 years at Arizona State. And majority of that time, I've been the lead administrator in football. A lot of the time, early on, I was in charge of recruiting both at Nebraska, Florida, and at Texas A&M. So during the time, Coach Norvell and I first met when he came to University of Nebraska. He was coming from the Oakland Raiders with Bill Callahan, and Bill was the head football coach at that time. And Coach and I worked together there in 2004, 2005, and 2006, and then he went about his ways, and I made a couple of different moves in between and ended up at Arizona State, and he joined us coming from Texas at Arizona State in 2016 as our receivers coach and pass game coordinator. And then prior to that, after that, he left and went to Nevada.
Right. Of course, now here at Colorado State, you said you were semi-retired. You had kind of stepped back a little bit from Arizona State, but that Coach Norvell brought you out of that semi-retirement, and he was the only guy who could have done
that. Yeah, you know, you're living in Scottsdale, and you've been put in 40 years of college football. It's a lot of time away from your family. And I had an opportunity to retire from ASU, and I kind of went into a semi-retirement mode, working in development, raising money for football.
Right.
And Coach Norvell called me as things were kind of heating up for him with potential move from Nevada to another school, and ends up being Colorado State, obviously. And he had called me early on and said, listen, if I get one of these jobs, would you consider coming out of retirement to go to work for me? And truly, he's probably the only guy in the country I would do that for. I really wasn't looking for a job, had a pretty good situation. My wife teaches at ASU. We love living in Scottsdale. But when Coach offered me the opportunity, all it took for me is to take a visit to Fort Collins. I'm from Nebraska, so I've been in Colorado a bunch of times. But I've never been to Fort Collins.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to meet Joe Parker and kind of get a feel for what he's about. And we came up here for less than 24 hours and had dinner with the Norvells over at the Parker's house. And after we left the Parker's house, there was no doubt in our mind that this is where we wanted to be. And the reason I say that is, you know, I heard so many good things about Fort Collins. I heard so many great things about Colorado State. But, you know, I really kind of wanted to get a feel for what the people were like.
Right.
And after we pulled out of the parking lot there, my wife and I head back to the hotel. We just had a look at each other and said, this is really the right place.
Yeah.
And had a very good feel for the, I knew what Coach Norvell was about. I knew what Kim was about. But I really wanted to get a kind of a feel for what I thought Joe Parker and Jen were about. And I know that we're in the right direction. And next morning we just said, we got to find a place to live. And once we find a place to live, we're in.
Yeah.
And so that's how quick it turned around.
You said again, Jay was the only guy they bring you out of retirement. Why Jay? What is it about Jay and your interactions with him over the years?
You know, his philosophy, the way he treats people, the kind of man he is, his character, man of integrity, just across the board. And we share the same faith, and I just believe in him.
Right.
And I know he's going to do great things here, but I just being around him, the way he treats the players, the way he treats the janitorial staff, the way he treats the coaches, the way he treats the young coaches, you know, trying to help them. You know, I had the good fortune of knowing both his mom and dad, and they both have passed in the last 3 years. And there's no question he's the man he is because of the great parents that he had.
Right. You do have some ties to Colorado State. You know a lot of folks around Colorado State. You're a Texas A&M guy. Gary Kubiak was obviously down at Texas A&M. His two sons, Clint and Clay, both played at Colorado State. And you had mentioned you were friends with the late Kelly McGray.
Yeah. You know, Kelly came to work for us with the University of Florida. I was in charge of recruiting there at that time in 1987. And Kelly joined our staff after he finished playing in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And him and Lori kind of pulled up to our house, and they ended up living with us for 2 weeks with their golden retriever. Kelly looked like Mr. America. Lori looked like Miss America. And my wife was 9 months pregnant with our second child. She was like, why are you inviting these people? And they walk in with their golden retriever with them, you know. So Kelly was a great, great man. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. Lori is still a very close friend of the family. During that time, we got to meet Mike McMorris and spend time with Mike over those years when Kelly was at the Rockies. And the Kubiaks, now the Kubiaks, we'll go back and tell you that Gary told me that his first touchdown pass, I think it was a preseason game that he ever threw, was to Kelly McGregor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so a little bit of a tie there. And then, of course, Gary's two of his three boys played for Colorado State, and one's now the offense coordinator for the Denver Broncos. And Clay works for Shanahan at the San Francisco 49ers, and Clyde, who played at Rice, is a scout for the Dallas Cowboys. And so we're close to the Kubiaks. Yeah. We saw them this fall. Went to the South Carolina game with them at Texas A&M and had a great time being with them. I mean, you talk about true champion and great folks.
All right, so you are the Chief of Staff, Senior Associate Athletic Director, and I'm sure Ram fans are like, okay, what does that mean? What are your day-to-day activities here with CSU football?
Well, overall, I'm really the lead administrator for football. Mm-hmm. And when Coach Norvell brought me in, he really wanted somebody that has been around and to bring some, I guess you would say, some wisdom and some senior advice. We have a very young coaching staff. I've probably been in football longer than some of these guys have been alive. But I think he wanted somebody to be here that could to manage that a little bit. You know, my job really, and we have a lot of people that work with me. You know, Colton Bosno works with me, and he's the director of football operations. We also have Jared Heinrich, who works with me as well. And then you've got our development staff, our player development with Ricky Santos and Jeremy Copeland and Lucas Gauthier, who runs our recruiting, and he's got a great staff. So really, my job is to make sure all those people are working in the right direction. And my number one job is to keep everything off the coaches so they can coach and recruit and recruit and coach. You know, Coach Norvell shouldn't be worried about what airline we're flying to play University of Michigan or what hotel we're staying at or where we're at in the budget. All those kind of things that come across the board. There's a lot of things going on with the spring game that, you know, he's going to participate, obviously, but he's not the guy that's managing all that. So what really I am is I bring that management skills to the table and my experience to sit down and hopefully in a good situation really kind of train some of these other young administrators.
Yeah. All right. Well, big weekend coming up next week, the Green and Gold weekend. And, well, you guys put so much into it. Obviously, you have the Green and Gold game. You're inviting former Ram players back that weekend. You have the Grit Run Saturday morning, April 23rd. The youth experience follows the game. You have a player and family picnic afterwards. Why have you guys put so much energy into this real first big spring weekend?
Well, I'm kind of asking myself the same thing right now because
a lot of work.
A lot of work to go on there. You know, yes, there is a bunch of things. And before I talk about the activities that are going on, I really want to thank everybody around here because, you know, we've pitched out a lot of great ideas. Mm-hmm. And everywhere we went, everybody says, what can we do to help?
Sure.
Okay, across the board. And on Friday night before the game, we will have a couple things going on. We're inviting all of our former players to come back. A lot of them have never seen our facilities here. Mm-hmm. And so this will be an opportunity for them. We'll have a dinner with them. We're going to do what we call a Ram Walk. And this is where our current players will join arms with former players. And we'll do this before every game. And they'll walk the field. And they'll look and they'll think about the guys that they're walking with, how these guys actually help put themselves in this position like our players are, walk across that field.
Right.
And then we're going to ask what we can do as players they can do to represent those guys on the field that next day in the game they're going to play. It won't be anybody unless you're a former player being that walk. It won't be Coach Norvell. It won't be me. It'll be that group of men that are playing here right now and the group of men that have played here. When they finish walking the field, they'll take a knee. And we'll have one of the elderly, one of the former players get up and talk about his experience here at Colorado State University. Yeah. And then that night we'll have a dinner with those former players as well, just with the coaches and with former players. And then Saturday we'll have the Grit Run. And the Grit Run will kick off at 9 o'clock that morning, registration's at 7:30. All the proceeds will go to cystic fibrosis. Coach Norvell is going to make a $1 contribution to cystic fibrosis based on how many students actually show up at the game in their name. And then he's also going to make another contribution as well, plus all the proceeds from the run go to fight cystic fibrosis. And that's very close to the Norvell family. I think it's very close to a lot of people in this community. And right now the turnout has been great. I think we're anticipating between 200 and 300 people to participate. So it'll be a great day. I'm praying we have good weather. Yeah. I keep telling people, we're going to do this run. They say, well, I hope it doesn't snow. And so we're good in that standpoint. But, of course, we'll have the spring game.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to make it an interactive game. We hope to have some of our students on the field at some point during the game to catch punts, to catch passes, to kick field goals.
No, these are just regular students,
Yeah, regular students that we're going to draw from the stands. And who knows, we may get them calling a few plays and stuff during the game. So I'd say that probably the first half of the game will be probably more like a football game. I think the second half will probably be a little more entertainment.
Yeah.
And then when the game is over, we're going to have a youth experience. And this is a way for us to reach out to the youth of the community, a free clinic, actually kind of a camp, where the kids come from 8 to 13 years of age. We can't have anybody older than 13, NCAA rules. And we'll take the kids in the locker room. We'll take the field just like our team takes the field, and then we'll split them up, and we'll go through about an hour of drills on the field with our coaches and with our players. And every one of those young men and young ladies will walk away from here with the Rams shirt on, thanks to Canvas.
Nice.
And, you know, those 8-year-olds turn out to be 18-year-olds, and you know, who knows, made a few prospects in there. I know we'll have a few prospects for the university when it's all said and done. I think they're going to have a great experience. And following that, we wanted to have a barbecue or a team picnic for their families and their parents and their brothers and sisters. A lot of them have never met the current coaches that are here right now.
Right.
And we're very fortunate the people on campus with the Meat and Science and the Beef Club and a number of other people have stepped forward to help us sponsor this. And right now we're anticipating about 500 people attending. So it'll be a great day for the kids to get back, our kids to give something to the community, an opportunity for our coaches to meet our players' parents.
Yep, indeed. And Can people still sign up for the run and the youth experience?
Yes, and that's you can go online and check all those things off. Okay. If you haven't seen the video that Coach Narvell, boy, he's got a lot of heart. He showed some great wisdom. He has a nice video that they have present on there to showcase the run.
Yep, indeed. Tim, great to have you at Colorado State. Looking forward to continuing to working with you and the staff. Thanks for hopping on board.
Appreciate it, Brian.
All right, that's Tim Cassidy, Senior Associate Athletic Director in Football, Chief of Staff at Colorado State. And again, he has been a big, big part of working out this coming weekend, the Green and Gold weekend, that, of course, is centered around the spring football game. And just interesting to hear him say that there was only one person that can bring him out of his quote-unquote semi-retirement, and that was Jay Norvell. And we talked a lot about Jay even off the air, stuff that we didn't just listen to a moment ago. And it is pretty clear the reverence of which he views Jay Norvell. And really, I mean, most of it doesn't have anything to do with football. It's more of what kind of man, what kind of person that Jay Norvell is. And of course, that's a common theme that we have heard from folks when talking about Coach Norvell. So, should be a great weekend. Green and Gold weekend, April 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Grit Run, Spring Game, Youth Experience. They have the team picnic. They're bringing back all the former Colorado State players that want to come back. You're welcome to come on out and be a part of that Green and Gold weekend. All right, that's going to do it for the Colorado State Insider Podcast here this week. Great to sit down with Melquan Stovall after practice on Tuesday. And then, of course, Tim Cassidy, who joined us just a moment ago. Tune in next week to the podcast. We're going to have a full spring game preview. We'll talk about who we believe the starters, who the ones are going into that game, players to watch out for, position groups to look for. And then, of course, on April 23rd, we're going to have the spring game across the Colorado State Sports Network at 1 p.m. So if you're not coming out to the spring game, make sure you tune into that. And, well, we have exciting radio-related news coming up, I think, later on this week. And certainly going to be excited to talk about on next week's podcast as well. All right, that'll do it. Brian Roth saying so long. Thanks for tuning in right here to the Colorado State Insider Podcast.
This has been the Colorado State Insider with Brian Roth. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Colorado State Sports Network.